Today we begin the fourth topic of Parshas Bereishis, and that is called the 10 generations from Adam until Noah. Today we're learning lesson number 21, which will discuss the first generation, and we will be doing Psukim Aleph through Hey in Perek Hey. Ze sefer toldos Adam b'yom Biro Elohim Adam bidmus Elohim osa osa Zohar unekeva biro am Vayevarech osam Vayikra es shimam Adam biyom hibaram Vayehi Adam Shloshim umas shana Vayoled bidmuso Kit salmo Vayikra es shimo Sheis Vayihiyu yimei Adam, acharei holido es sheis shmone meos shana, vayoled bonim uvanos, vayihiyu kol yimei Adam asher chai tisha meos shana, ushloshim shana vahayomos. You'll notice on the margin, on page 7, of the Tanakh, it says on the left side, Yud Doros, the 10 generations, May Adam Ad Noach. And then on Pasuk Beis, it says that Adam was 130 years old when he gave birth to Sheis, and therefore you see the number 130 over there in terms of our timeline. Let's read the Psukim again. Ze sefer toldos Adam biyom Biro Elohim Adam bidmus Elohim osa osa Zohar unekeva biroam vayivarech osam Vayikra es shimam Adam biyom hibaram Vayechi Adam shloshim umas shana vayoled bidmuso kitzalmo Vayikra es shimo sheis. Vayihiyu yimei Adam. Acharei holido es sheis shmone meos shana. Vayoled banim uvanos. Vayihiyu kol yimei Adam asher chai chameos shana. Ushloshim shana vayomos. Let's go through the Pesukim now. Pasuk Aleph. Zeh, this is the Sefer, the book. Toldos Adam, Toldos, the chronicles of man, or the generations, or the children of man, whichever translation you prefer. Biyom, on the day, Biro Elohim Adam, when the Almighty, Biro, created Adam. Bidmus, already explained, mus means in the form, which means internally, the same as Hashem in terms of free will choice and the ability to emulate the characteristics of God. Bidmus Elohim, with the form in the form of God, asa asa, he made him. It was one unit in the beginning. Pasuk Beis, even though it was one unit, Zohar Unekeva, male and female, Bira'am, he created them. There was the potential of two entities which would subsequently be split up. We see parenthetically that for someone to be in the Demus Elohim, it must be a combination of Zohar Unekeva, and therefore Adam, who was initially a Zohar Unekeva, that would be something for all mankind. Should they be married with a Zohar and Nekeva component, they will then reflect that Demus Elohim. Vayivarech Osam, and God blessed them. This was all on day 6. Vayikra Eshemam, and he called their name, their joint name, Adam, which would therefore require a separation. And the blessings that we mentioned already in Pasuk Vav, the blessings of being fruitful, multiplying, and dominating the world. Biyom hi baram, on the day that he created them. He blessed them on the day that he created them. He called them the name, their joint name of Adam. And then Perek Beis discussed the splitting of the Adam and creating the Chava, etc., etc. But you see the way the Torah chronicles this, that the Zohar Nekeva are always meant to be one unit with two components. Should they even be two separate entities, they're still part of Adam, mankind, which would then be the Ish and the Isha, Adam and Chava. This all day that we're created. Now remember that the first generation was a creation of God and not born in a normal, natural way as we know it. So now we continue moving on to the next generation. Vayechi Adam, and the man lived. Shloshim, 30, Umaas, and 100 Shana years. 130 years. This was 130 years where Adam was doing teshuva after his sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas. Vayoled, and he gave birth. Bidmuso, in his demus, in his form. That is the internal similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, free will choice to emulate the characteristics. Kit Salmo, as his image. The image here means the external image, how one can externally imitate the behaviors of God. So he was born in his same image of Adam and of God's. Vayikra Eshemo, and he called his name Shais. So we learned in the last chapter that Chava called him Shais, and now we see Adam called him Shais, and it's for the very same reason. Dalid, Vayihiyu, and they were, Yemei Adam, the days of Adam, Acharei Holido Eshais, the days after he gave birth to Shais. How many more years did he live? Shmona Meos Shana, Shmona, 8 Meos, 100 years, 800 years. And after, during those 800 years, Vayoled, and he gave birth to Banim Ubanos, to sons and daughters, many others, but they were not significant enough to record. Pasuk Hey, Vayihiyu, and they were Kol Yemei Adam, all the days of man, Asher Chai, which he lived, Tisha Meos Shana, 900 years, Ushloshim Shana, and 30 years, he lived 930 years, Vayamos, and he died. Now, of course, we could figure out the math, knowing he was 130 when he gave birth to his first son, which would be continuous generations, and then 800 years after. So the rabbis explained that the Torah is trying to tell us that all 930 years were with righteousness. The first 130 before he had the children, the 800 after, is a total righteousness, as this will apply to the entire these 10 generations of complete righteousness. Let us now read the psukim one more time. Ze sefer toldos Adam biyom biro Elohim Adam bidmus Elohim oso oso zohor unekeva biro am vayivarech osam vayikra es shimam Adam biyom hibaram vayichi Adam shloshim umas shana vayolet bidmuso kitzalmo vayikra eshimo sheis vayiyu yemei Adam acharei holido es sheis shmone meyo shana vayolet banim uvanos vayiyu kol yemei Adam asher chai tisha meyos shana ushloshim shana vayomos. Okay, let's do the questions. Number one, Mahu, what is the Sefer Toldos Adam? Sefer Toldos Adam is the book that chronicles Adam, that includes the 10 generations from Adam through Noah. Two, Kama Doros, how many generations Yichlulu are included b'Sefer Toldos Adam in this book of the Toldos Adam? 10 generations. Three, Haim Adam Harishon Nolad, was first man born? Answer is no, he was created as a full human being. Four, Be'ezet Tchuna, with what nature Nasa HaAdam was man made? Bidmus Elohim, to be called in the Demus Elohim. The Demus Elohim means internally with the same form of God, meaning he can choose between good and evil and emulate the characteristics that Hashem has. Five, Haim Adam Hoya Zohar Nekeva, was man male or female? He was both. He had both components originally. Six, Lama Hoya Choshev Sha'adam Nivra Zohar Nekeva, why was man considered to be male and female? Again, he had the two components, either the two sides back to back or even as one and with only the rib taken out, he had male and female components that would ultimately be separated. 7. Haim gama nekeva nikra adam bitchilas priyaso. Was the female called an adam at the beginning of her creation? Yes, because it was one joint unit with two components. Eid lama gama nekeva nikra adam bitchilas priyaso. Why is the female also called an adam in the beginning of creation? As we said, she was part of that joint component of the adam that jointly is male and female. 9. Targem vayoled. Translate the word vayoled. Vayoled means and he gave birth. 10. Targem bidmuso. Translate bidmuso. Bidmuso in his form, meaning in the internal form, choosing good and evil, emulating those characteristics inside the person. 11. Targem bitsalmo. Translate bitsalmo. Bitsalmo means in his image, where he externally is similar in terms of behavior. It looks exactly like the parent or God, as the case may be. 12. Mi nolad bitselem udmus shel aviv. Who was born with the same selem and mus of his father? That was Shase. 13. Lefi Perakei, according to chapter 5, Mi kara l'Shase bishmo. Who gave Shase his name? In chapter 5, it says Adam gave him his name. 14. Lefi Perak Dalet, according to chapter 4, Mi kara l'Shase bishmo. Who gave Shase his name in Perak Dalet? That was Chava, his mother. Same name, same reasons. 15. Kama zman chai Adam. How long? How much time did Adam live? Adam lifnei shenolad Shase, before Shase was born, 130 years after he had done complete tshuva as much as he could for the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas. 16. Mi hayo aviv shel Shase. Who was the father of Shase? Adam. 17. Mi hayo hador hasheni. Who was the second generation? May Adam ad Noach, from Adam until Noach. That second generation was Shase. 18. Kama zman chai Adam acharei shenolad Shase. How much time did Adam live after the birth of Shase? 800 years. 19. Kama zman chai Adam besach hakol. How long did Adam live total? A total of 930 years. The Medrash says he was meant to live 1,000, but when he saw that King David, and he saw all future generations, that King David was meant to die in childbirth, Adam gave him 70 years. By the way, Adam was the only human being at the creation, at his inception, that knew exactly how long he would live. Therefore, after he sinned, he knew he could wait 130 years till he would do tshuva before he'd have children. So once he did the tshuva, his children would again be able to be sired with that selem and mus, which he had before. 20. Ha'im hayu la'adam banim b'banos achim. Did the man have sons and daughters, other sons and daughters? Chutz, besides me'elu ha'muskarim, these that are mentioned bishman by their name. Yes, there were other sons and daughters. They're not mentioned as they don't carry the same significance. Let's read the psukim one more time. Ze sefer toldos Adam biyom biro Elohim Adam bidmus Elohim oso zochor unekeva biroam vayevarech osam vayikra eshemam Adam biyom hibaram vayichi Adam shloshim umeas shana vayoled bidmuso kitzalmo vayikra eshemo Shase. Vayiyu yemei Adam, acharei holido es Shase shmone meos shana, vayoled banim uvanos, vayiyu kol yemei Adam asher chai chameos shana ushloshim shana vayomos.
Spend another 15 minutes, please, reviewing this lesson 21. Please try to remember the names now. You have Adam and Shase. Adam lived 130 years before Shase was born, 800 years after, for a total of 930 years. Later on today, please review lessons 19 and 20 as well. Have a nice day.